The family and friends of slain local rap artist Tyrese Lil Scooter Watson announced today plans to celebrate his life and artistry over the next 3 days. WYPR's Kenneth Burns reports they want to change the focus from the circumstances of his death to what he contributed to the community.
Once again, a family is grieving the death of another young black man gunned down in the streets of Baltimore. But this time, it's different.
I think I got the bird flu. I'm tired of salad packs. I think I need a bird or two.
It's Lil Scooter, a rap artist that kids in the city looked up to. Lieutenant Colonel Melvin Russell, the police department's leader on community outreach, said kids he and Commissioner Kevin Davis spoke with yesterday are still saddened by Scooter's death.
All of them knew Lil Scooter. Every last one of them knew Lil Scooter. I went around, asked them to name songs. They could name songs. And so they're hurt. And so all I talked about with them and all the commission talked about with them is Lil Scooter and just really trying to help that healing process.
Alexis Savage, Scooter's personal assistant, said he would often visit schools and read to the kids.
And like Scooter said, my favorite rapper never came and read to me when I was younger. You know, so I want to do for the students what I would want my favorite rapper to do.
Minister Marvin McKinstry said the circumstances of Scooter's death have overshadowed his legacy.
We declare today that we want people to see past that as we continue to pray and seek justice in his murder, that we begin today to celebrate as a city, as a community, and as a people, the life and legacy of this talented, brilliant young man.
McKinstry said they are going to recognize Scooter as a young man who inspired young people to believe they can achieve anything if they are willing to work hard through 3 days of healing starting today. Derek Chase with Stand Up Baltimore said they want parents to sit down with their children and listen to Lil Scooter's music.
And we want you to listen to every one of the lyrics. And we want you to listen to how they enjoy the music. And we want you to do something very special with your child.
There will be a viewing for Scooter from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. tomorrow at the Wiley Funeral Home at Harlem and North Mount, with local rap artists paying tribute to Scooter between 4 p.m. and 6 p.m. Scooter's funeral will take place at 11 o'clock Friday morning at the Empowerment Temple AME Church in Park Heights. After the funeral, a community repast will begin at 4 p.m. in the area of Pennsylvania and West Lafayette. Chase said the marquee from the Old Royal Theater at that intersection will be changed to honor Scooter.
We're going to take that sign and we're going to change that sign to say, rest in peace, Lil Scooter.
The group is also trying to organize a summit in August to allow city youth to talk directly to community leaders. Nicole Chang, also from Stand Up Baltimore, says she wants kids to express how they really feel about how the adults are running things.
We're not going to coach our children. We're not going to tell them what not to say. We need you in here to hear what they have to say.
Police have asked the public to send videos, pictures, and other media of the inside of the peace rally at Morgan State University Scooter attended before he was killed last Saturday as they continue their search for suspects. Tipsters can remain anonymous. I'm Kenneth Burns in West Baltimore for 88.1 WYPR.